Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know what realm I'm living in most of the time. I can't figure it out.
Lyrically, I swear to God, you have literally just captured every single male. Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Shop podcast. Today, I'm joined by what I could probably tell is going to be my new favorite person after this. It's singer-songwriter Bella May. Welcome
Hello.
To the Waffle Shop.
I'm so excited to be here, honestly. The name, I feel very at home. I'm a waffler by nature.
Good. Well, we're practically neighbors, aren't we? Like, I'm in Coventry. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I am actually born and bred in Solihull. Mm-hmm. But I know what you're thinking. Gosh, she has a glorious accent for somebody that has a Birmingham postcode.
I mean, I feel like you've done quite well with that because, I mean, it gets a lot of stick, to be fair,
awful.
The Birmingham accent.
It's voted the worst accent in the country. It is. That's probably like from like Lad Bible. They voted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst. So, like,
which says a lot.
Not, like, actually, like, fact. But yeah, I mean, what Lad Bible says goes. So it is the worst one. But I don't really have it. I never really have it. And then I've been in London for a few years. But no, I am from Solihull, which is kind of a secret.
There we go. Neighbours. They're exclusives on this show straight away. Straight off the bat.
Are you from Coventry?
Yeah. Born and bred.
Lovely.
My whole life.
What's Coventry for? It's like, wasn't it Lady Godiva that was in
Lady Godiva. We've got a transport museum.
Lovely. Good for you.
I mean, I don't personally, but...
Well, I actually got asked in an interview the other day about my hometown and they wanted me to, like, tell them some fun facts about my hometown. Does anyone really know fun facts about their hometown? So I had to No one does, really.
Oh, no, I do have a fun fact. Sean Paul's nan is from Coventry.
I wonder how she speaks.
I don't know.
Do a little, you know...
No, don't do... Don't do the accents because it didn't turn out for that member of Little Mix with the Jamaican accent.
It didn't. I just love his accent. It reminds me of King Julian from Madagascar.
Yes.
And King Julian's accent is one of my favourites.
To be fair, people who listen to this are probably going to be sick to death of me talking about Sean Paul because I like to drop in every now and again that we made a song together.
Did you?
So, yes. That's another little fun fact. Yes.
You actually
look at me as if I'm just like...
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you, Bella.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, did it
He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show?
Yeah, he's been on the show and then had a bit of time with him. I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask him. So he changed the words of, I don't really care what people say. I really watch what they want to do. The words of, I don't really care what people say. It's time to start waffling with Tay. So, yes.
And what impact did you have on that writing?
I did a little rap in between it. And
freestyle?
Yes. No, it was very well, written. Why am I going red?
did you want to come on one of my songs? Is that where this is going?
No, I mean, but if you ever do need a rap feature,
yeah,
and someone with any kind of rap ability isn't available, just keep me in mind. That's what I'm going for.
I'll add you to the mental list because I am obviously getting to that stage in my career where I'm four pop songs in and every pop star needs a rap verse.
Exactly.
By the fifth one.
So, there we go.
It sounds
very diverse as well. So right. I can do grime, I can do hip hop, I can do...
I'm chatting absolute shite now.
I don't know where this conversation is.
You know, actually though, I'm like pop singer songwriter songs, right? And so people naturally expect me to listen to pop. Wrong. I spend my whole life writing or singing pop music. So my daily mixes on Spotify are like grime, Stormzy, lot of Drake, lot of Jack Harlow. If you see me out in the streets, I look super duper friendly. Like that's actually kind of one of my red flags because I constantly have people coming up to me asking for directions. Like I've got that kind of face. There's something across my forehead that says,
talk to me.
Ask me for help. And I can't say no. Let's say I'm in the supermarket and let's say a lady over 70 usually comes up to me and asks me where the bread is. I could be in Sunderland in a Sainsbury's. I've never been there before in my life, but I will be like, come on then, let's find the bread together. I can't be like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm like, no, okay, let's find the bread. Anyway, so I'm then like trotting along the street and I look friendly. In my ears is like, you know,
the dirtiest of grime.
Sway, whatever it is, hands are sweaty.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's what's going on. It's kind of a...
I respect that a lot.
Yeah. Mm. I like to just keep it fresh. Otherwise, I think I'd just be bored of pop. I mean, I live, breathe and die pop music. I love it. But it is my life.
Yeah. That's interesting, to be fair. So normally we start the show with something that called the weekly offer we have a bit of a moan about, but I think we've actually dived straight into this now because now I'm intrigued about where this conversation's going.
Honestly, probably I'll have something to moan about. We can come full circle. So yeah.
Better. Because you mentioned about kind of, you know, the pop music and, you know, that's kind of like what you're known for now is obviously these massive like pop bangers, but I've been doing a bit of digging and like your musical journey was like very like country rock influence. Like how, like what was playing like growing up to influence your musical journey?
Yes, so I was very country. I actually thought I would be in country music, and that kind of really only stemmed from the fact that my granddad was in music and he was in rock and roll, because like obviously growing up in the UK, like there wasn't country. Like it's only just now. I love country, but it is a kind of, it's more taboo than like pineapple on pizza country. Like you have to know your crowd to bring up country, because people love it or they hate it in the UK, you know, but I love it. But I was brought up on rock and roll music. So I like was kind of inadvertently taught how to play, because there was just always like guitars and stuff everywhere in my house. And I think the first song I actually played on a guitar was like Sweet Child of Mine. And my dad had been out for like a curry and he came back and he was like, I didn't even think you knew who Guns N' Roses were. And I was like, who are Guns N' Roses? And I didn't know who they were. I just knew all the songs that I was around it, you know, because I was like nice. I was 9 years old living in Birmingham. Like, obviously, I didn't know who Guns N' Roses were. Everything's a stepping stone, isn't it? So released that when I was like 17 or 18, and it got into the hands of Dolly Parton's manager.
Which is, can I just take a moment with this? Because this is mental. The fact that that song, it is a stepping stone. You're right, that I absolutely, I'm a huge advocate for things being stepping stones rather than obstacles. But the fact that, you know, you were learning Guns N' Roses at 9 without realizing you were learning Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
To then that first song, regardless of what it sounded like, ended up in, to be fair, in the hands of one of the biggest pop country star, on the planet's manager's hands.
Yeah. So that the reason, the way that it actually came into like fruition was a very like sweet way, especially because of my age. So it was my mum who sent the song. I didn't know. Wow. I was just at college one day and she'd emailed Dolly Parton's manager. She found this email address. Like, honestly, like, I wouldn't even be able to find someone's email address if I like was deep diving into LinkedIn. This woman couldn't find anything. So she just emailed him. And then he'd emailed or like forwarded it to his assistant. They ended up like listening to it and were like, really like it. And then they were helping like support a tour over there, which was called Song Suffragettes. And the whole thing about that was the representation of women in country music is really bad.
Wow.
And, I mean, across the board in the industry, it's tricky, but country specifically at the time was awful. Like, I remember this was like 2019, 2020. And I ended up, fast forward through the story, being selected for this tour and flying over in like, I think the March of 2020,
wow.
Which obviously we know what happened in March 2020, but this was just before. So that, yeah, I'd gone over and literally at the start of 2020, they'd overturned a rule that before then you couldn't play two female country artists or like songs back to back on major radio. You could play as many members.
What?
Yeah. So they only overturned that, I believe, in 2020, but it was very late in the game. Like, even stuff like that, because I didn't realize it was that bad of a thing, because obviously I live here. But over there, it was very prominent. And so they have basically this tour and like writers round in, it's based in Nashville, called Song Suffragettes, and it's just females like in country, and it's like a writer's round type of thing, but it's really cool. And they were bringing it over to the UK, so they wanted two UK girls and two of the US girls, and then I went over to play like the anniversary show, which was an amazing thing to be part of, especially because I was super young. And I think getting involved with that side of the industry from like day dot is amazing, because
yeah,
a lot of my brand and life and like priorities now are very like women and music.
Yeah. Has there been any part of you that's kind of looked back at that and been like, oh, wow, okay, like, I did that? Well, I mean, to that, your mum. I mean, can I ask you, this is like a bit of a personal question, but like, what does your mum do for a living? Because yeah, I feel so like she
funnily,
should work like CSI or something.
Funnily enough, she really is just like one of these women that just does everything. She's kind of crazy. Like, she's had like three really successful businesses, but then she sold the last one of those, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Ever since then, she will literally get a passion for something and do a course in it, and then do it for like 3 months and move on. Yeah, that's her. She's really cool though.
What a woman.
Reflecting on like the Dolly time in my life, definitely, I think I tend to just like I'm not the best at being present in a moment. Yeah. I think that's because there's always a lot of pressure, and I love pressure, but I don't really digest like anything that's going on until afterwards, because I'm like, you're kind of on performance a little bit, I think, all the time as an artist.
I think, to be fair, and I think in day-to-day life, like there's this kind of weird thing at the moment. I don't know if it's like a generational thing or just Instagram thing or whatever it is, that we feel like we have to be showing up 100 times a day, and if we're not, then they were like deemed not a failure, but like, oh, we're giving ourselves a hard time because we're not showing up in that kind of capacity. So to be fair, and it wasn't until the whole podcast thing that I actually probably really learned what being present actually meant.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely something I'm like working on, and what some like something that my team constantly try and remind me of, because like I'm in a position right now where I'm doing a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. And like, I'm aware of it and I love it, but I'm also like taking everything in, like in my stride, you know, like I'm having to just do it. Like only, I think like February or March, I did like my first like proper performances, like where I didn't have my guitar with me. Everything up until then had been me and a guitar, and it was very country. Then we went into lockdown, obviously, for 2 years, did a degree, got signed, and now I'm a pop star. I haven't got a time. So like,
wait, have you done a podcast before?
I actually have my own coming. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that.
Oh, well, that's another little season. Well, if you're allowed to talk about it, we'll keep it in. Yeah. If we're not, we'll take it out. But that is exciting.
It is really. I mean, I love chatting. I really love chatting. And they only give me like 3 minutes in pop songs. It's not enough. I've got words left to say. So I asked my label. I was like, I'm going to need some more airtime.
I need it. To be fair, even though we're going to be future competition, because I was the podcasting princess until you came along, so thank you for stealing
my thunder. How long have you been doing this for?
Since March 2020, so it was a very big year. My first episode went out just before we went into lockdown.
Okay, so we both were having very momentous March 2020s.
Yeah. Look at us now.
Like, separate, and we had no idea who each other was. No, look.
Now we're best friends.
I know.
That seems like so surreal, doesn't it? Because it's like, in one breath, like it feels like it was yesterday. And then the next breath, it's like, I feel like we've all just made that up.
Doesn't it feel like a blip? It feels like a fever dream. But also, I have a really serious issue with authority, which is something I learned in lockdown. I really am not good at anyone telling me what to do. Like, I didn't know this really until we went into lockdown. And I just constantly was like, felt like I was just fighting with the government. Although they have no idea who I am, but I was just like,
I'll take them all on.
I was like, what? Come on. Stop it. Stop being silly now. I didn't like that authority. But yeah, so when I look back at it, I'm like, that's just so odd that that even happens. Because you know how like how fast like time goes and you're just like, did that happen? Didn't that happen? And I'm somebody who really suffers with deja vu. Like I say suffer because it massively impacts my day-to-day life. I don't know what realm I'm living in most of the time. I can't figure it out. I also have like really vivid dreams. So I don't know whether something has happened or it hasn't. But the thing is, they'll be like with people that are in my everyday life.
Yeah.
But in my dreams, I have conversations with people in my team. I wake up the next day, I don't know whether I've had them or not. Do you see how that's like negative impacting my everyday life? Do I need to get it out? Like,
I mean, I'm not a doctor, so you might be asking the wrong person, but
I know, but instantly.
Yes.
Instantly, we bonded. We had like a similar thing going on in March 2020. Yeah. I feel like you know me. So is that normal? Like, does anyone else?
I think it's the power of being a creative person.
Right.
Because I feel like, and I'm going to kind of steer the conversation back to like the music side of things, because I imagine like you kind of like, like with these kind of imaginary conversations that you're having and like the stuff that's kind of going on around you. Do you draw on that when it comes to the songwriting?
Yes, because for me personally, I would never date a songwriter. And like, honestly. Well,
that's interesting.
No, I would never. Because yes, it's great if, you know, they write you a love song. I probably write one love song every 100 songs. But the 99 will come from like him saying one thing. I'm fantastic at blowing out of proportion for the song. So like Drama King, he didn't reply. So
I
blew
just say
that
well,
out of proportion.
You know, one of those things, that was the last song that I listened to was Drama King. And lyrically, I swear to God, you just captured every single male. I mean, I'm a male, so I feel like I can say it. Yeah. But the lyrics in that song are brilliant.
Thanks. Thanks. So most of my things stem from a fun title. Like, I really love a fun title. And I come up with those when I'm in the sauna. I have a sauna.
Oh, wow.
There's just because it's London.
Why not?
Because why not? It's sometimes I have to share it with the other people in the building, but it's a bit rude. But most of the time, I get it on my own because I go like late at night or like early in the morning. And that's where I do like my breathing of thoughts before I go into a session. And I basically will just like think about something, like, let's say him or like is someone or whatever is like not replied or said something. And I'll think about that. And then I'll like go like one step further and like maybe what it means. And then one step further. And like drama king, I would have been like drama queen is like the, if you're dramatic, you get called drama queen, like, flip it, drama king. And I will like go a few steps of like pushing because I just love like fun.
No, I think he captured it massively. And without sounding bad, like, I was reading through like the lyrics, like, oh yeah, you do that. I do that. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it's like, no, I started literally to then like bits of it. I was like, oh, well, I know my mate does that. And I was like, oh my god, okay, this is quite hard hitting.
No, it is quite funny when I see like guys or like men like singing along to it, because my whole thing is very girly.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do, to be honest, is when I'm performing, like, say, I don't know whether you've ever heard Date Your Dad, the actual song, but there's like lyrics in that, like, you think you're so hard but can't parallel park. And I will always pick a male in the crowd and like sing it to him when I sing that line. And it's just one of my favorite things to do because they feel so uncomfortable. I'm like, thank you so hard. Look at him parallel park. I'm like looking at him up and down. And he's like,
this poor man in this audience is
probably like, I passed it 3-.
Oh my god, I'm sweating. I'm like, this is I think this is up there with one of my favorite ones that I've done this year, so you're off to a flying start.
Fantastic.
To be fair, you mentioned earlier on about like the family support network, and I'm getting like a real sense of like, you know, these lyrics and stuff like mean something to you, like there's a lot of kind of soul that's going into them. The song that I do need to talk to you about is On Purpose. Like, for my future daughter, because even saying that, like, it gives me like a bit of a shiver, but in a good way. Obviously. It is very, very powerful.
Thank you.
Can like you tell me about that, like, where did that kind of idea stem from?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, so as much as I really love fun titles with my upbeat pop stuff, when it comes to like the sad things, because I go into like a lot of depth before I write the song, because I like to kind of map out like how it is I actually feel. And I think with this like particular emotion, it was very just like bringing it down to like its bare bones, like in its like simplicity. When you like do wrong by a person, when you're little, you're taught right from wrong by, if you do something like in the playground, it was by accident or it was on purpose. And so like from when you're really little, like that's how you're like taught what hurting somebody is about. You've either done it on purpose or you've not. And I do think that it still just applies even more so obviously in adult life, because the only thing worse than somebody hurting you, especially if you love them and you thought they loved you, is if they like knew what they were doing and they did it anyway. Like that's like a whole other level. And I really do think that with sad songs, it just hits the hardest sometimes when that end goal in the chorus that you get to is just quite simple in its nature and it just hits home. And then the second verse originally wasn't written for that song. And I went in with the guys that I wrote it with, and I was like, I'm missing something in this second verse for me. Because what I always actually say to like friends of mine, like just in verbal conversations aside from songs, like if they're in any kind of unhealthy like environments, like with the person, is that you can stay with them, like that's fine, but imagine how it would feel if there was a little you right now and being like them being treated like that. Or if you were to like stay with them and have a child with that person, all those like character traits that you're having from them that are making you feel awful, they're going to be raised by that. And I think when you've been in an unhealthy and toxic like relationship, you often like stop prioritizing yourself. I don't know what, it just happens. Like you just stop, like you don't see things clearly anymore. You let a lot of things slide, like you put that person first. But for me, like as soon as I started to think about it for a little me, that's different, you know? She doesn't deserve that, yeah. So I basically was just, I think I'd had that conversation in the week between the first session and the second session of finishing this song. And so like that 20s verse just like rolled off, and I was like, and the other songwriters in the room kind of just looked up and they were like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
It's a sad banger. Let's be fair, it's a sad banger. But there's that kind of, it raises that question of like, regardless of what age you are, we seem to have this thing of like neglecting our own needs, whether it's a relationship, whether it's like mental health, whether it's physical health, every aspect of life. It's very hard to kind of get like the right balance, like across the board. When it comes to like, I mean, I know like you mentioned like the sauna and obviously with the songwriting and stuff, when things do get a little bit like heavy, or, you know, you need a bit of a chill out or a bit of a time out, what kind of things do you lean on to give you a bit of headspace?
So interestingly, I think before this became like a career to the kind of levels it is now, obviously I've always been a songwriter. So like songwriting for me is such an amazing thing. And I figure out like the way I'm actually feeling, like I can process emotions to such a like extreme level because of songwriting, which is great. But also it means like, I have not had an argument in like 4 years. I've got nothing to argue. I've processed everything possibly processed, which sometimes isn't that helpful for the other person. Like sometimes you need to have a bit of a heated conversation. And I've just not got the heat to give you. I've already five songs about it. I don't like, I'm cured. You sort yourself out.
Yeah, but that's rightly so as well, though. They should be sorting themselves out.
Yeah, you posted like, your emotions. I've done mine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But no, still songwriting is really fun. Really fun for me. It's like, it's such a cathartic thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm such a simple creature. I love my dog and red wine. And that is my thing. And my body, my teddy. I'm actually looking at her right now. She has had a wash, to be fair. Usually she's not looking okay to show, but bless her, she's actually had a wash.
How long have you had that?
Well, 22 years, I'm 22. So,
wow.
Yeah. But it's actually very cute because this like make, I think they're called like Eden or something. But like, I think it's like an Australian brand or whatever, but my nan, I'm like from a big family of girls. I think there's only two like boy cousins, two because the other one's a second cousin or cousin, whatever. There's a lot of girls is what you need. And my nan buy us all like the new edition for when the new like girl was born. So we all have like a variation of the same one. But I no none of them are attached to them like I am. I mean, Molly's like the most well-traveled teddy. She comes every.
I was thinking about this the other day when I was getting my stuff ready for that festival. I pulled out like the bag that I use. I mean, this is, I don't know where the conversation's going with this, but I took my bag out. And like I used to go like when I if I go on holiday or to a festival, and I'm like, you get to go everywhere.
What, the
I mean, I know I'm yeah, I know yeah, I'm the I person know. Who's taking it there, but I'm like, you don't. Some other bags don't get to do.
Well, that's like dogs, isn't it? Like you look at your dog and you're like, all you do is eat, sleep, and then you sigh, like you huff and puff. Like my dog, he puffs, and I'm like, "What are you huffing and puffing about, Louis?
So you have you nothing? Yeah, what's troubling you? Let's talk about it because you don't
like
have
if you're
to pay
have
to
a
be
puff
here.
In the house that I pay for you.
Yeah, nothing. You don't even make your own dinner.
No, but to be fair, Molly, like we just make it a thing. Like when I was in Paris a few months ago, I would like. Hold her up to like the Eiffel Tower and everything, so like she's got like all of her own photos. But yeah, like literally before I go on stage, it's like sniff, red wine.
Yeah,
sniff, oh my God.
Is that like a like a ritual? Because we've had people who won, and to be fair, we've had a right mixed bag. We had Bewitched on who said that they do like the little prayer. We have the Hurrah on, who they're like a rock band, that they do like some kind of like chant to like get each other like psyched up before they go on. Is that your thing then? A bit of a sniff and a swig?
A lot of rock stars do other sorts of things, but me, it's put my nose on Molly. To be fair though, I mean, bless her, she rarely gets washed. It's on her. It's probably worse than some of what other rock stars are doing. Bacteria growing on
that's
there.
That's true.
She's had a wash now, to be fair. but yeah, a red wine. I'm very like, I won't even do a shot of tequila. I'm too scared. I've like
why?
Never,
is that like
never
a...
done a shot of tequila in my life. I've just never, I'm just really one, like a princess. Like I would not want to be out of control. I only drink red wine. But also I'm very scared of being sick. Like I had emetophobia all of my like younger life. So even like I couldn't do like a shot now.
Yeah.
Even now. I'd be too scared to be sick. I mean, like I'm fair pretty play. Ill, but yes, that is my ritual. And then like my tour manager or something will literally like that, like she's the last thing I'm holding before I go on stage, and I pass over the two of them and then I go into
that's
like
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. I'm gonna be honest, I do have two spares.
Oh Molly.
Just in case anything happens.
Mm. I mean that's again, I'm very impressed by you, Bella. I just feel like you've got your shit together.
Anyone who has
which is
two
quite
spare
rare
teddy bears, that's a girl that has her shit together. She's lived some life, you know, she could probably do with a kiss and cuddle, I think.
If Molly wants to join me next week for a guest spot to talk about her life,
she's probably got quite locked on pat, to be fair. She'll tell you things about me that I don't even know. Yeah, that is exactly where the trauma is. That is me. Bless her. She's overworked. She's so overworked.
Oh,
it's a day off.
I'm out of breath.
Sorry, I didn't want to bring her up today.
I mean, this is what we're here for. It
didn't need to be involved, but alas.
It's what was needed at the time. Oh my God.
Right, sorry, you were going to ask me a question.
I can't even remember what I was going to ask you. I feel like I need to speak to Molly. Oh my God. Okay, what was I saying? I'm going to get like back in track now.
Yeah.
For like, I should have wore sports bra for the amount of like laughed and sweated in this. I asked three questions to each one of my guests And feel free to go with your honest answer. Just don't do the whole like, oh, that would be quite a cool answer, which I don't think you would. I feel like you're very honest. I feel like...
Okay, are they quite left questions? Are they quite like obscure?
Oh, no, it's not going to be like, oh, what do you think of like the Pope or anything? We're not going to do that. That's not that kind of show. I can't imagine it takes a lot, but what song gets you on the dance floor?
Show Me Love.
Banger.
I just love the song so much. And my mum, it's my mum's favourite song.
It's my mum's favourite song too.
See, I told you we were linked.
Knew it.
Yeah, I just love that. And I actually really would love to see Robin S live. I think she's wicked. And she's like 70 something, isn't she? She's still rocking.
Still going strong.
Maybe she's 60. That's really horrible if I've just said she's 70, but I think she is.
I mean, timeless is what we'll go
or
with.
Or Johnny B. Goode. Oh. I love Johnny B. Goode. Like, that's one of my, you know, one of those songs that feels like home to
yeah.
me. I know you said don't give two answers, but both of those would get me up.
It's warranted. It's like the one from Matilda. It's like songs like that just soundtracked those kind of
it's like
movies that make you feel good.
Hardwired in your brain to just make you go.
Yeah. Okay. On the flip side of that then, is there a song or an album that makes you want to kind of cry into Molly?
I have a sick song. Like I have a song that I'm going to be sick to.
Well, like...
So I can't think of one that makes me cry, but
I can tell you one that makes me physically gag.
It's basically because I had a metaphobia for so many years, I couldn't be sick, like I couldn't do it. And I had a kidney infection last year, really bad. I was proper ill, really ill. Really poorly. Like actually Dolly's manager sent a doctor, his private doctor, to my house. So is that poorly?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's always a cool story when it comes to that side of things. But yeah. So they sent his third.
I'm kind
doctor.
Of scared about what the song is.
Oh, it's so funny. Anyway, so I was getting better and I was crawling from the bath to the bed and then it made me feel really sick. And so I put on a country playlist, like it was a random country playlist. And by the time I actually was sick, a bit TMI, this was the song that was playing. And now if I ever feel sick, I can only be sick to this song.
Wake up one day and not be so good. And miss. Laying bed all day.
Wait.
Call I'm moving at God's speed. Only God
and
my mom know.
I can't listen to it any other time.
It just...
It wasn't what you were expecting.
Wasn't what I was expecting.
It's so random because I didn't choose it, you know, like it was just on a random playlist. And
that's
that
what
was
music does, doesn't it? It soundtracks the moment. Song.
And so now that was the first time I was able to be sick on my own. So if I'm ever now sick, I have to put that song on because it reminds me I'm okay.
And to be fair, when you feel like you need to be sick, you do move at dog speed to get to that. I mean, I think
Sorry.
I love you. I think
So yeah, same. Sick or cry, that would do. Next question.
Fair play. he's here tonight. He's not, I don't know who he is. oh my God, yeah, literally, I'm all over the place. Is there a song that you would quite like to put in a box, wrap in chains, kick to the bottom of the ocean, and never hear again? Now, this could be for a number of reasons. It could be just completely overplayed. It could be that you just hate it. There's no beef. It's just a very, like, everyone has one of those songs that they just don't want to listen to.
That's such a good question. I'm trying to think. I think the Macarena.
No.
My God.
Oh, Gemma, you were doing so well.
Pause. You can actually macaroon to anything. It's done what it's needed
moving
to
at
do.
God, dog speed.
it just works. The actual song itself is so jarring now. I've heard it at parties since I was like two. Or Crazy Frog.
Yeah, like that. That's the spot. And we get Baby Shark quite a lot. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably think about it, won't I, like later on. I'll probably just be chilling, having a red wine, and I'll text you.
Like, but I hate it. I hate that one. To be fair, I don't know why this is just one final question for you before I let you carry on with the rest of your day. If there is a song that, if there was a movie, like, to be fair, in years to come, when there's a movie about your life.
Wait. Margot Robbie. That's the way we want to play.
Not what I was going, say? But we'll see if she's free.
was that the question?
No. What? I mean, fair play.
Go on, what a woman.
And it got to the final scene and the credits start rolling. What song would you like to be playing as like your final kind of end credits?
Sounds so much like a song that I wrote. I wrote a song called Daddy's Daughter. And the chorus is like, so like hypothetically fast forward 50 years, imagine my life goes something like this. And now it's like, I've won a Grammy, I'm like platinum album, I'm like the first woman on the moon, rah, rah, rah. And at my final acceptance speech, when they asked me like, what was my best thing? I'd say nothing made me prouder than being my daddy's daughter. How cute. Maybe that.
Oh.
I know. So maybe that one. Or.
That was really nice.
Yeah, sorry. I just really pass that. It's really sweet. I think I'll probably do something with it one day. He's
yeah, no, I think you should. That was actually really beautiful. I thought you were going to say like being on the waffle shop, but it's okay. We went for sentimental over the PR.
Yeah, so maybe that song of mine, who knows? Or like maybe my own song, like Boyfriend of the Year, the first one, because that's what started my whole career.
Yeah.
Was that song. Like that was the first song I ever teased on TikTok. And it got me signed. So when I actually, like, you know, usually singers get really sick of their own songs, like by the time it comes out, and also like you're performing it every show and that sort of thing. But that song, I could never listen to it for fun. But when I'm performing it, that intro and outro.
Yeah.
Does something to me. It's electric.
Yeah.
You know that meme? The atmosphere was electric. And he's like a little like boy. Yeah, you know what? See what I mean? I love a meme.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You literally are the gift that keeps on giving. My face is genuinely aching from, like, smiling and laughing.
Have I not given you any questions or answers?
You've given me everything. Do you know what? You've turned my day around. And to be fair, even if no one likes this, I've loved it. So if anything, that's what we do it for. Exactly. So, if anything, I don't care if they don't like
whatever,
it.
Yeah.
It's my show.
Who are we doing this for?
Exactly. No, it's been brilliant, and it's been a nice little kind of mix up, to be fair, from like the normal kind of conversations. Like, you've brought so much to it, and which makes you the perfect guest to waffle with.
Well, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me for a waffle.
One thing is for sure, we have waffled, haven't we? So
100%. And to be fair, I'm almost glad that we did do it in person, because I'm
scared. It'd have been rolling and rolling and rolling. Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome to part 75 with me and Bellamy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.